Pesachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Pesachim Bavli, Daf Sadi Aleph. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Ha'inin v'amfakech v'gal, chen mi sheftichu l'hitze mebeis ha'asurim, ha'chile v'azokin shein yichulim l'chol kazayis, sheichtin aleihim. One may slaughter the Pesach for the following people: an Einin, who is a mourner for the death of a close relative. He's considered an Einin until and including the entire day of burial. One who is searching a collapsed building or pile of stones for potential survivors. One that was promised that he will be released in prison that day. And a sick person or elderly person who are able to eat a kazayis of meat. But one may not slaughter a Pesach only for these people in order to avoid the Korban Pesach becoming invalid if ultimately they are not able to eat it. Therefore, if one of these people became disqualified, they are exempt from Pesach Sheni, except for the person who is searching for survivors, as if he's Tommy, it took place before the slaughtering. The Gemara says of Yosef Rabun, Abba Bar Bachana B'Shem Yerchanan Masnisa, V'Shechavshu Yisor Avim Chavshu Akum, Ashepim Diverchav Yiminam Yimin Shoker. The Gemara says that Yosef Rabun Bar Bachana, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that the case of the Mishnah that discusses the prisoner refers to Jewish captors who promised to free him. But as for Gentile captors, what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perek Kuf Mem Dalet, Pasuk Yud Aleph, that their mouths speak falsehood and that their right hand is the right hand of falsehood. The case of the prisoner is when he is being held outside of Yerushalayim, but if he's inside, even if they didn't promise him, it's as if they did. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi both said originally that an uncircumcised Jew who became Tommy from a corpse, they sprinkle him, and he does not again require sprinkling when he's then circumcised, meaning the sprinkling when he was uncircumcised was sufficient. However, this statement is not correct. Tana Rabbi Simon Bar Zavdi Koimei Rabbi Hila Nema Kam Va'az Yikov La'asoy Soy V'Nema La'alon Az Yoichol Boy Ma Az Shenema La'alon Ad Shihei Kosher B'Shas Achila Af Az Shenema Kam Ad Shihei Kosher B'Shas Shechita. Rabbi Simon Bar Zavdi quoted a brisa to Rabbi Hila. This pasuk says about an uncircumcised Jew in Shmos Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Memches, and then he shall approach to perform it. And the earlier pasuk says about an uncircumcised slave in Shmos Yud Beis Perek Pasuk Memdalad, then he may eat from it. Just as the earlier pasuk requires a slave to qualify, it means by becoming circumcised when he eats, so when an uncircumcised Jew slaughters, he must qualify by becoming circumcised. Pa'am she'en na'ase ki'yitz behem, pa'amim she'se she'en na'asem ki'yitz behem, but ki'yitz boy. Sometimes one who is searching for survivors in the rubble has the same law as the rest of the list of the Mishnah, and sometimes he's different. Pa'am she'en na'aseh ki'yitzu b'hem, b'gal aroich, ani oimen nizakol avadam, ad shalei yigia l'tumah. Sometimes he has the same law as the rest of the list. How is that? When the pile is long, in such a case, there's reason to believe that the blood of the Pesach was thrown before he became Tomei, and he's therefore exempt from Pesach Sheni. Pa'amim she'en na'aseh ki'yitzu b'hem, b'gal agol. Sometimes he has a different law. That's when the pile is round, as he certainly became Tommy at the beginning, and he's therefore obligated in Pesach Sheni. If in any of the cases of Mishnah they were disqualified between the slaughtering and the throwing, they follow the law of the round pile and are obligated in Pesach Sheni. We come now to the next Mishnah, the top of page Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Mishnah Ein Shechtin Es HaPesach Al HaYochid, the Rabbi Yehuda says, they may not slaughter the Pesach for an individual. Rabbi Yosi Matir, Afilu Chabur Shalmeya She'inan Yecholin Lachol Kazayis Ein Shechtin Aleihem. Rabbi Yosi permits it, but may not even slaughter for a group of 100 people if they cannot eat a Kazayis, as a defining factor is whether at least one person will eat a Kazayis. Ve'ein Oisin Chabur Noshim Va'avodim Uketalim. One may not make a group of women, slaves, and children. The Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yochanan Taima Rabbi Yehuda Lo'isuchal Lizbeach Es HaPesach Ve'achad Sha'arecha. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Rabbi Yehuda's source is the pasuk that says in Dvarim in Perek Tezayin Pasuk Hey, you may not slaughter the Pesach in one of your cities, and this is expounded to referring to the slaughter for one person. Am Akayim Rabbi Yosi Talmud Rabbi Yehuda, and how does Rabbi Yosi use this pasuk? Patala ke Rabbi Eliezer ben Masya, the Tani of Lezer Oimer Yochel Yehi Hayochid Machuya Alatuma Tamuleima Lesuchol Lizbayach Es HaPesach Ve'Echad. And the answer is he expounds, like Reb Lezer ben Mafia in the Baisa, I might have thought that one person can tip the scales to make a majority of Tami people that would allow all to slaughter in Tumah. And the Pasuk says, that we just heard, you may not slaughter the Pesach with one. Now Rabbi Yochanan, Moide, Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Abba Vazorak as Adam Shehud. So Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if he transgressed by slaughtering the Pesach with an individual and through the blood, then it's accepted. Abba Vashachat Matirin Lelezoik. The Gemara asks, if he transgressed and slaughtered, do they allow him to throw? And this question remains unanswered. Tani Ein Oisin Chabur, Nashim Vavotim Maktanim, Mepnei Shehein Marbim Betifla. The Mishnah said that one may not make a group of women slaves and children. The reason is that it increases sin between women and slaves and between slaves and children. Tani Bakapar Shle Yaviu, Es HaKodshim Lidei Bizoyin. A second reason is Bakapar and Abaisa, in order that Kodshim should not come to disgrace, as these people don't know how to be careful with Kodshim. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha B'Shem Rabbi Issi, Ein Oisim Chabur Shal Geirim Mitrich Shehen Mekol Kolim, Ein Medaktikim Boi, Vehem Mavim Oisil Adei Psal. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Issi, said that one may not make a group of converts, since they will not be careful and will cause it to become disqualified.